Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Elizabeth Palmer. I'm the book review editor at the Christian Century magazine, and I'm a Lutheran pastor, so I've thought a lot about Scripture. I tend to gravitate toward the difficult parts of Scripture, the passages where God seems troublesome or where humans seem troublesome with respect to each other. And so when Sharon asked me to come and do the Living Word Bible study, I was thrilled. Then I found out that the theme for the summer is Fear Not. And I thought, uh-oh, I like to focus on the hidden God, the difficult God, the scary God. So what we're doing this week is we're looking at biblical passages where God seems difficult, where God seems to do horrible things, or even where the passage just hints at a scary side of God, where God can't be pinned down. We're looking at those stories and then we're trying to apply them to our lives. And I didn't have to open the Bible very far to find some difficulties. We started with Genesis chapter 1, the creation story. And if you know the creation story, you know there's this phrase, the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep. We talked a little bit about that, about this formless void, the tohu va-bohu, and how God in the Hebrew scriptures really creates out of chaos. So God is entering into chaos, creating order. One way to engage with that text is to ask, what is the chaos in your own life? This could be individual chaos. It could be communal chaos that we see happening around us, the children of people who have been deported, being separated from their parents, or we could name any number of things in society. And then after asking that question, we go a step deeper and ask, what might it look like for the Holy Spirit to be hovering above our chaos, to be bringing some order into it? And it's been helpful to ask those questions and just to have an honest conversation about these texts. We then looked at Job. In the story of Job, there's a lot of chaos, and God seems to be causing the chaos deliberately to test Job. This is not easy to contend with. But there's this section in Job where Job finally talks face to face with God. He complains, and God answers him. God says, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" I'm quoting from Job 38. "Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you and you shall declare to me." And then God starts asking a series of questions. "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Where were you when I determined its measurements? Who stretched the line upon it?" And then God says, "Who laid the cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy?" I just love that section of Job. Job comes to God with a question about suffering, and God responds by talking about creation. And the answer, it can be interpreted in different ways, and we talked about how do we interpret this. Is creation an answer to the problem of suffering, or is it simply this, I am greater than you, so you dare not question me? Or maybe is it a call to us that when we find suffering, when we encounter suffering, maybe God is calling us to create something new, to notice the creation that God has done. And I also love this line about the morning stars singing together, all the heavenly beings shouting for joy. So we have been asking the question, where in our own lives do we hear the morning stars singing together? How do we see ourselves as creatures for whom the heavenly beings have shouted for joy? What might it look like in the world if we were to respond to suffering, if we were to respond to the most difficult images of God, a God who arbitrarily takes away everything from a man just because God and this heavenly accuser get in this debate. Oh, look at Job. He's faithful. Well, what if we test him? What if we take everything away? And God says, okay, take everything away from him. That's horrible. That is not a God we wish to trust in. And then this God comes back to Job, responds to Job's complaints with, I created you. And when I created you, the morning stars sang. The heavenly beings shouted for joy. So we've talked about how that's a call to us, too, to respond to suffering with perhaps acts of creation and to respond to questions of unknowing, to the hiddenness of God, with a bit of trust, a bit of confidence that, yes, it's a horrible situation in which we sometimes find ourselves, but God is still there with us. God is still the sovereign creator. We also looked at the work of Gustavo Gutierrez, who's a Latin American liberation theologian. I read a quote by him. Here's the quote. Like everything that exists, the enormous forces of chaos and disorder are subject to divine power, even if it does not annihilate them. God is working for us, in other words, Gutierrez is saying. And one more quote we discussed from Gutierrez. Everything that is and happens bears in some way God's trademark. That is why human beings do not understand it completely. Now, this is not an answer to the problem of suffering, but it's a place to start. It's a place where we have been privileged together to talk and talk about some of the suffering in our own lives and to start thinking about how is God calling us to respond to what is the most inexplicable in life? How does God call us to wrap those experiences up together in community and to live faithfully forward from there?
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.